We can't go anywhere or turn any kind of media on these days without hearing about it. That's right, the coronavirus. So how should a sports broadcaster handle this delicate situation?
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club Radio Show, where it's all about becoming a better sportscaster and a better sports fan. And now, your host, a man who has trained sportscasters at Marist College, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and Fordham University's WFUV Radio, Rick Schultz.
Welcome to the Sportscasters Club online radio show. I am Rick Schultz. Today's episode is a somber one. It's a serious one. Because these days we can't go anywhere. We can't turn on any kind of media whatsoever without hearing about that dreaded word that is overtaking our state, our country, and our world. And that is coronavirus, COVID-19. So how is a sports broadcaster supposed to handle it? This is an important question because there is a philosophy that I talk about and that I share, which says a sports broadcaster should stay mostly to sports. But these days, this topic is everywhere, and it has certainly, without question, affected the sports world. So how should a sportscaster handle it? There are a number of things to consider. It's unique, unlike anything that we've ever seen before, certainly in our lifetimes. So how is a sports broadcaster supposed to navigate these waters and deal with COVID-19 right now? We're going to talk about that next.
If you're enjoying the show, check out our 7-hour online sports broadcasting course. We cover play-by-play, talk show hosting, television, and much more. Visit sportscastersclub.com and click on online sportscasting class.
Welcome back to the Sportscasters Club online radio show. Most of the time, my philosophy goes back to the thought process and the philosophy of Marty Glickman. And Marty always used to say, people are tuned in to your broadcast to hear the broadcast. They're not tuned in for you, the broadcaster. They're not tuned in to hear about anything other than that particular game. They're turning on the radio, the phone, the app, the TV, whatever media they're getting it through. They're tuning in for the game, the contest. And they're not tuned in for you, the broadcaster. And they're not tuned in for anything other than that. So my general philosophy, and one that Marty talked about often, was that when you're covering a certain play-by-play event, stick predominantly to that event. If you're covering a baseball game, don't talk about the NFL draft. Don't talk about NBA signings or the NBA playoffs. Talk about the game you're broadcasting. And in that context, it certainly can expand to the league, to the sport. You can expand certainly in those regards. So when I was broadcasting minor league professional baseball, we often talked about big league baseball because it had a direct correlation. Certain players that perhaps were on our team are now in the big leagues, and so we could talk about them, or certain things that were going on, let's say in the mid-90s with the steroids and all the home runs with Sosa and McGuire. They had a direct correlation to what we were doing at the minor league level. So staying in that lane is a kind of a cliche you hear a lot, but we tried to stay in our lane, and I certainly feel that's important. As a play-by-play announcer, stay in your lane. People are tuned in to hear your specific broadcast, your specific event, so stay there. However, what if you're a sports talk show host? And these days, it's an extreme challenge because sports talk show hosts don't have live sports to talk about. Leagues are shut down. Players aren't out there on the field, on the court, on the ice. So, in this specific instance, yes, you have to, at some point, touch on the reason there's no game, because it's affecting the game on the field. the basic philosophy that I have always believed in is that if it happens on the field in front of you, then it's fair game. It's certainly something that can be talked about, discussed, and brought up, whether it be a sports talk show or definitely if you're doing play-by-play. But anything outside of that, most times I would stay clear of. But in this case, what's happening outside of that, meaning the virus and the shutdowns and the leagues that are halted and seasons that aren't starting, that all has a direct effect on what you're seeing, or in this case, not seeing on the field or the court or the ice. So you have to bring it up. However, I think there's a limit. I think there's a line you need to walk to, and then you need to stick with sports. For example, I heard Brandon Tierney in New York City. He was on WFAN 2-3 weeks ago, probably 2.5 weeks ago, and he was talking about the increase of the virus and how at that point, leagues hadn't yet shut down their tournaments and they were just starting to. And the NCAA tournament was still on. It hadn't been canceled yet. And Brandon Tierney handled it perfectly in my estimation. He was commenting on the air. I think it was with Joe and Evan on in New York City. And he was saying, listen, I'm going to stay in my lane, but here are a couple key things that I know. And then he gave a couple of the key stats. And then he quickly transitioned to that impact on basketball and college basketball and his area of coverage at the time. And I thought that was such a smart way to do it because he tied it directly to what was happening. Why people were tuned into a sports station was to hear about sports. And although the nationwide issues tied into that, he was able to touch on that, tell people why things were changing so quickly in college basketball, and then focus the second half of his comments on it related to the direct impact on the sport on the court. And that was a great way to handle it. Brandon Tierney's a pro, and that's why I didn't expect anything less. He handled that perfectly. And I think that's a great model to take. You can touch on why you're in the situation you're in. So if you're hosting a talk show, here's why we're talking about movies or pop culture or ranking, as Barrett Sports Media did, ranking the top sports center anchors of all time in a bracket situation like the NCAA tournament, which is really a creative, fun, awesome idea. It is important to remember people are tuned in to your sports program mainly as a diversion. They're mainly doing it as a diversion from life, and that's why people love sports. It takes them away from the mortgage and the bills and the daily duties that they have and their work and all the stresses of life. Sports are an outlet for people to get away from all that and to have something to change it up. Sports are light. I always have said that sports are the toy department of life. So if you're working in sports, feel lucky. You're fortunate. But at the same time, you've got to understand why people are tuning in. They're tuning in to get away from some of those stressors and some of those pressures of life. And because they enjoy it and it's fun and it brings back memories and it's something that families do together and friends do together. So that is why people are tuning into sports, going to sporting events, and having their fans of their teams. That's why people do it, because it's fun. And it's the fun part of their life. And for many people, it's the most fun part of their life. So try not to bog it down with all the dire, dark things. I recall after 9/11 hearing certain sports talk show hosts spend hours and hours talking about the news and the current events. And I think that situation should have been handled very much the same way as I'm encouraging people to handle this current crisis and this current disaster. You know, the same way, where you touch on it, you explain why things are different regarding your broadcast, but then you focus mostly on sports. Because quite honestly, I feel a lot of the sports people who were talking about an area that was not their specialty, they made themselves sound less than educated or less than up to speed on what they were really talking about. And so if I'm not an expert in that topic, then I'm going to just touch on it and move on to where I am the expert. And for most sports personalities and play-by-play people and sports broadcasters, sticking to sports is your sweet spot. And I think that's, again, why people are tuning in. I wasn't tuning into a sports talk show host after 9/11 to hear about the news. If I wanted that, I knew where I could go. But when I wanted to get away from that, that's why I tuned into sports radio at the time. Same thing with today. If I want to get the update on COVID-19 and hear the stats and hear what's going on today currently, because it changes day by day, hour by hour, I know where I can go for that. But when I tune into a sports radio program or a television sports program or whatever it may be, I'm making that decision in many ways because I want to get away from it. So if you're tuning into this online radio show, the Sportscasters Club online radio show, you're probably doing it because you're interested in sports and broadcasting. You're not doing it because you're interested in what's going on out there in the news or current events. Because if you want that, you've got a lot of people more qualified than me, more qualified than us here, where you can get that. And you know where you can go. So I think that's helpful to the listener, helpful to the viewer. To stay in your lane, I think it's very important. I wrote an interesting article a few years back that's at sportscastersclub.com, and it's about keeping your focus where it should be. And at the time, I think I was relating it to political news and the fact that, I mean, let's be honest, my political opinion is right and yours is wrong. That's just the way it is. That's a fact. And I think you can probably say the same thing too, right? Because you're going to feel your position is right and mine is wrong. So as a sportscaster, why would I want to delve into that and talk about that when I'm immediately going to alienate half of my listenership? And it's not why people come here. People don't come here to hear about that. They don't come here to hear about politics, just like they don't come here to hear about gardening or music or carpentry. They come here to hear about sports broadcasting and sports media and how to get better and how to improve. So I think that's important to consider too. Know your audience, know why they're tuning in, and feed that hunger that they have. Feed that desire that encouraged them to tune in the first place. So that's my feeling on how a sports broadcaster should handle COVID-19. Shoot me your thoughts. I'd love to hear what you think. You can send an email to questions@sportscastersclub.com. Let me know. Also, we appreciate you not only sharing the program, but going on iTunes and wherever else you listen and giving us a rating, giving us reviews. We appreciate that as well. When I come back, we'll wrap it up.
If this is the year that you want to improve your sports broadcasting skills, then why not start your own podcast? It's simple and fun. We use Buzzsprout to host our podcast, and you can too. Simply click on the Buzzsprout link in today's episode notes. And if you have questions while you are creating your podcast, let us know. We'd like to help you.
Hopefully today's broadcast has been helpful for you. As we navigate these waters today, a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, a lot of angst, but just keep in mind, people are tuning into sports talk and sports radio to get away from that. And you provide a great service by entertaining, by informing, by keeping it light, and keeping it to sports predominantly, because that's why people are tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this program. Hope it was helpful. Please share it with at least one other person, one other sports fan or sports broadcaster who you think might enjoy this program. And of course, you can catch up with us definitely at sportscastersclub.com. And also, if you didn't know about it, we have a free group, a brand new group, the Sportscasters Club community on Facebook. It's a free group you can join and you can network with other sportscasters. We'd love to have you join us at our Facebook group. Simply search for the Facebook Sportscasters Club community. You can request admission. We'll admit you. It's free. And we'd love to have you as part of our online conversation on Facebook. I'm Rick Schultz, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Sportscasters Club radio show at sportscastersclub.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you will never miss an episode. And thanks for liking, sharing, posting reviews, and spreading the word.